radio check. New antenna on my HT.
Station, this is KO4NUE out of Liberty, South Carolina. Go ahead.
Complete call there. I'm maybe coming in and out a little bit, but just put a new little Nagoya dual band antenna on my HD and just doing a test to see if I can send and receive into the Caesar's Head repeater any better. It's 4N4BE.
Calling station, this is KO4NUE. Yeah, I can hear you. There's some white noise, and in the white noise, your voice fluctuates up and down. But you are audible, and you are making a repeater and getting out. What's your location?
I'm wondering if you see my radio all be a 6-watt radio.
It's coming in pretty broken and distorted. Let me give you a tip on HT. When you when somebody is sending voice traffic in to you, look at your signal meter and move your radio around while you're listening to the input coming in, and try to locate where your strongest point is by looking at the signal meter, and that'll give you a good idea where you can probably transmit from a little better.
Excellent suggestion. While you were talking, I did that. Am I coming in any better at this moment?
Oh yeah, that's much better, much better. I'm in a pretty remote location out in Liberty on 12 Mile River, and I keep a HT with me, and I kind of identified where I can transmit from and what spots on the property I can transmit from very well, and which ones I cannot. So just kind of keep that in mind. That'll help you out with the HT. But you're audible. You know, it's not the best quality in the world, but it's audible and readable.
It's a great tip. What I'll probably do is for a couple nights, whenever we've got the net going on, we'll probably just walk around out front of this house and just see where the best spot is. If I could find a spot in the backyard sitting down in one of those chairs, lawn chairs, that'd be even better. So I'll just see if I can find me a sweet spot. I seem to be able to receive okay. It's mainly on the transmit, so I'll play around with it. Thank you for the help.
Another tip too is when you find that special chair with that special sweet spot, Coors Light kind of helps radio transmit a little better too.
Good point. I also just got one of the hand mics for it, so if I could get one of those little cup holders, you know, you can get a little thing that goes in a cup holder, and it'll hold your HT just in one spot, you know, like if you're in a vehicle or something. But I could, you know, just get a chair, a couple of cup holders, the radio's on one side, just sitting in the right spot. You got the hand mic, drink in the other hand. You know, that's a good evening.
Exactly right. Bud Light makes HD transmit pretty good too.
Yeah, I want to see the RFC on that one. But, no, that's a good point. I appreciate the tip on the receive. I didn't think that this had a signal strength meter for analog, because it's mainly focused on DMR. But as I was walking around and you were talking and I actually looked at it, it actually does show the signal strength, which is pretty cool. Another thing it does is if you're receiving strong, then it will turn down the transmit power. So I'm curious if it turns down the transmit power, that may be something else I can tweak to come in a little better to the repeater.
You can you can keep playing with it, but can you tell me what your location is again? The first time you transmitted, you came in so broken it was difficult to understand.
I'm off of East North Street, on this little side street called Hermitage Road, it's like pretty near the, you know, like where the Bilo that just closed down, Bilo, the intersection of Pelham and East North Street. It's just a few minutes away from there. I'm not great with directions, but that's about the best I can explain it.
You're in Greenville, correct? Campobello, South Carolina, but I'm at my second location in Liberty. So, good luck with the HT, boss man. I didn't get your call sign, but this is a KO4NUE out of Liberty, South Carolina. 7-3, standing by for the net.
I will try to make the net as well.
CA.
KIWCA. So my name is Michael, KI4WCA. I have a suggestion to our friend with the handheld. When it's really marginal, if you have a piece of wire laying around like 16 to 20 inches long or so, you can put that, unscrew your rubber duck antenna or whatever you have on your rig, and wrap the wire like one turn around the ground conductor. And that'll act as sort of the a quarter wave counterpoise, and you might be amazed at the difference it makes in reception. Normally, it uses capacity effect to your hand, but that's not nearly as efficient as an actual another quarter wave. That makes it look like a vertical dipole, a full dipole when you do that. So just a little tip that I've used over the years. It works great with scanners as well. You'll have to experiment slightly with the exact length to get best results, but it works very well. KI4WCA.
CA. So are you saying that the that wire would basically be hanging out, let's see, hanging out from the SMA terminal, just like horizontal out, like kind of a single wire acting as a ground plane? Or what's the orientation of the wire as it comes off of that SMA jack?
Fall straight down. Let it fall straight down. And like I said, you'll be surprised at the difference it makes. You can put like a little stub on there to attach an alligator clip to, and then experiment with the very best length. But it really will help in your transmission efficiency. And you'll also hear better, so it's like a twofer. Instead of spending a bunch of money on like the latest best antenna, all of which are fairly terrible for HDs, that little trick will get you further than doing that. Over.
That piques my interest, and I am especially when you mention alligator clip. I'm not very handy at all, but when you mention an alligator clip, and then you can experiment with the length of the wire. That sounds like something I need to do. I just moved back down to Greenville. So I don't have any stuff with me at the moment. I'm trying to think where I can get an alligator clip, maybe just off of Amazon or something. But would it not be a problem that the antenna is not way down on the SMA jack?
If you use real thin hookup wire, thin braided wire works best, like really cheap speaker wire, or even like if you have like a set of headphones that are broken, just screw all those wires together. They're real fine. Wrap that one turn around it and then screw the antenna all the way down. It'll make connection to the outer part of the SMA. The center pin will still be seated more than deep enough to make good contact, and you'll have your little ground plane dangling off. There was actually a company that sold them, and they called them Tiger Tails. I kid you not. And they sold them, and people bought the heck out of them, and they work. So there you go. And my name is Michael, and the call is Kilowatt India number 4, Whiskey Charlie Alpha, and I'm in West Asheville. Over.
So that sounds really really interesting. That will give me something something to look up. Again, this is, I don't know if you heard my call, this is Daniel, Kilo November 4, Bravo Echo Mike, down here in in Greenville. So, yeah, I definitely got a number of pairs of old headphones sitting around. I guess just, you're saying rip off the insulation and just use the wire inside of it to wrap around the SMA terminal and then screw the antenna down as far as you can on top of it. It sounds interesting. I never really considered that before. I'm trying to picture it in my head, but it certainly sounds easy enough to try.
Strip the whole cord, just strip enough to get under the connector or underneath where the antenna seats, wrap it around the SMA, maybe one or two turns. It's real fine wire, and then screw the SMA down. That'll hold it in place, and then you can let the wire dangle off. And like I said, experiment with the lengths. You can make it a little bit too long and then curl the length up on itself and do experiments like that. You'll find a point where it increases your reception significantly. You'll be surprised. I promise you it works. It's especially good on transmit. And with that, I'll say 73, Daniel, and it was nice working you. The radio here is an ICOM 2730A. I've got a Comet GP3 up on the roof. The antenna is about 2,200 feet above sea level, and I'm feeding it with LMR 400. Over.
Talking to you as well. Now I have a project, which is great because I was looking for something to do. So thank you so much for that information. That's going to be my project for the next few days. I'll say 73 to you as well, KN4BEM.